You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Vic Carucci with Jim Donovan, who is sitting in for Nathan Zagura, and he's going to be doing the same thing tomorrow on this show, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. This is the time of the show where we bring in our great friend, Jerod Cherry. So, Jerod, we've been talking about a bunch of things, but one is what to do, what the future holds for Alex Mack, for T.J. Ward. There seems to be a sense that, at least in terms of the organization, that there is aggressive action going to be taken or in the process of being taken to get Mack under contract for a long-term deal. Your thoughts on that, and then what you see the future holding also for T.J. Ward.
Well, Vic and Jim, that makes all the sense in the world for me that you will go about all you can do to move heaven and earth to get Alex Mack re-signed, because I listened to you guys earlier, and I agree with your assessments that here you have the captain of your offensive line, a guy that can make the calls, the guy that can orchestrate the offense, and with the likelihood that you'll be going to a zone run game, I would want to have someone that is cerebral in that position to handle the calls and adjustments at the line of scrimmage, because it's not just a quarterback making those plays. And just think about it. What if you do draft a rookie number four overall? Aren't you going to want a veteran center helping him make those adjustments and giving him a sense of security with that? So if that is the route that the Browns are going to go, it makes all the more sense for me that you have to re-sign Mack. And on top of that, you want predictability. Alex Mack is going to play football on Sundays. There's no question about that. You can count on him.
Yeah, that's true.
Right. Now, what about the other guy? What about Ward? I'm conflicted on Ward. And I want – now, you know the position. You know what he needs to do. You probably watched him closer than I did. I saw him when he was on the ball, which was a lot. But what do you think about Ward, and do you tag him and pay him a lot of money?
I think you do tag him.
Okay.
Because I don't think you run a risk of bringing in unproven talent unless you find someone who you think is of the same magnitude as TJ, but for lesser money. It'd be the only reason why you wouldn't bring him in there. Because if I think about the 3-4 defense, yeah, you have Joe Hayden as your shutdown corner, and that's a imperative that you have that guy, but at the same time, you need an enforcer back there. And T.J. Ward represents that even with the rule changes. And he's a ball hawk, and he makes plays. And he's just coming to his own. Yeah, he has some injury issues, and we've witnessed that and seen that take place. But if a guy's playing at a Pro Bowl level, I just don't think you let those guys out the building. Why give something away that you've had under your fold for so long to all of a sudden let him go somewhere else and blossom even more so when you're trying to maintain and keep talent? That's been the issue here. We give up talent, and we don't keep it. So I'd say if you got the chance to keep both these guys, and the issue is not money because we know we have that cap-wise.
Well, yeah. And so I would agree. He did break through last year.
Yes, he did.
Yeah,
he did.
And I think if only because he was healthy the whole year.
Yeah. And if you think about it, the leadership that he started to take on as well as Joe, you have a chance with those two guys to have two premier players for the next 5 to 6 years in your defensive secondary. Yeah. I don't let that go, in my opinion.
And you know what, Jerod, you're looking at now, everybody is talking about that Seattle secondary. Mm-hmm. Now because of what they did and how they played, and really how they played every Sunday, and how integral part of their championship year that secondary was, I mean, when you see a great secondary put together, you probably are looking at a team that's annually going to be in the playoffs.
Yeah, you have a fighting chance, because think about what the teams want to do during the regular season, obviously in the postseason, is pass the football. And if you have guys back there that can enforce their will, and that was the beauty of what Seattle was able to do. I mean, they played physical football to a higher threshold, the upper echelon that you haven't seen in a while, maybe reminiscent of the Ravens and what they were doing in 2000. So, yeah, that's why I'm of the mindset T.J. Ward is enforcer, Joe Hayden is your cover guy. If you can keep those two together and bring on some other guys, like a Thurman maybe from Seattle, pick him from their roster and think what you have there.
We had a question from a caller earlier in the show, Jerod, just about other than quarterback, what would be the next position of need that you wanted from the Browns? Or I'm sorry, it might have been Jason during our After Further Review. I take that back. But what that would be the next most important position of focus of this team. What's it for you?
For me, it's surrounding the quarterback with players like a wide receiver and a running back, because I'm of the mindset that you need weapons in your arsenal before you even get the quarterback. So for me, I put precedent over the wide receiver position. wouldn't say running back per se, but I would put wide receiver there because you need more one or two guys. Look at all the teams that are doing something. Did they or did they not have three or four to five playmakers on their offense?
They did. Yeah, that's true. Gerard, thank you. We'll catch up with you again tomorrow. And you're
he has convinced me, and I think Gerard, if T.J. Ward gets the deal, Gerard should put in for at least 8 to 10% commission on that.
How about 0.5%?
I'm telling you, you get 8 to 10, believe me.
Gerard Cherry with Bruce Hooley. Hooley and Gerard following this show shortly. Jim, this was a blast.
I had a great time, Vic.
I liked it a lot. We want to thank Doug Deacon for being part of our program. He joined us on the line from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network. That was driven by Liberty Ford. We want to thank Gerard Cherry, of course, and our outstanding producer, Jason Gibbs, Carly McCord, for tweeting throughout. Let's do this again tomorrow.
Absolutely. Have a good trip to India, and I'll talk to you from there.
Thank you. He is Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns. I'm Vic Carucci. Talk to you again tomorrow. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.